Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Ulan on the 1-2 count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're speaking with the Lone Tree FFA chapter about their state championship at the Iowa FFA Marketing Plan Career Development Event.
This is Bridget Mahoney, the Lone Tree FFA advisor.
I'm Lindsay Werbach. I'm the secretary.
I'm Avery Shallow.
I'm Madeline Eden.
You guys were winners of the Iowa FFA Marketing Plan Career Development Event. Let's talk about that event. First of all, what is judged? How long did you guys have to prepare? What did you get ready for?
So this event is a plan where the students had to come up with a product to sell with a company to add value to their company that is already existing. And so these students chose to do a project on turkeys and picked a turkey manufacturing plant and suggested to them that they would sell jerky turkey as their value-added product. And so the students had to come up with what the product would be, how they would sell it. They would have to come up with an entire marketing plan, advertising, all of that good stuff. And then they would have to do a presentation over what the product was and how it would be added into the business.
We worked on this for about 2.5 weeks. We created the presentation, and then we had to write the actual marketing plan out, and then we gave the presentation on that, and we, like, broke it up between all of us. So we, like, all worked on, like, our own things.
So they kind of researched, like, turkey production and or how they're grown in Iowa, and how that could be a value to the business. And they also had to figure out where they could sell it. And then they also compared it to other retailers that might be already selling a turkey jerky or a jerky turkey product. And so they researched those stores and figured out what they would sell their product for versus what the other stores are already selling it for so that they would be a little competitive. And then they had to do a marketing analysis of those companies and compared to where our company would sit based on the sales of their product. And then they had to do kind of some goals for the company. If they sold so many pounds of this product, where they would be at in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, and so forth.
How did you settle on turkey jerky?
So we chose turkey jerky because last year prior to the COVID shutdown, we had a group of students that did a marketing plan on turkey. And so we utilized their resources to kind of develop it into a product that we would be able to sell and make it feasible for this contest. So it was kind of a two groups working together to create this plan and make it work for this contest.
Due to COVID-19, it was held virtually. So how did that work and how were you presenting virtually?
We had to create a video of us presenting it, like, in the classroom, and then we were able to send it in to the judges, and then they judged the videos from there.
We were excited, but we were also kind of nervous to see what we were going to get, and we all knew it would put in a lot of effort.
How did you find out the results?
Mahoney actually sent the screenshot of the website to our group chat, and then, like, as we, like, all opened it, we all got to, like, see how, like, we reacted, and we were all super excited about it.
What does that do for the chapter? What does that do for you guys? What does it do for the program?
It, like, puts our chapter, like, up there more because, like, it's another accomplishment that we were able to get, trophy that we got to, like, add to our collection, and it just, like, makes us feel good because we accomplished one more thing.
So it was a little different this year because this is a contest that would normally be held at our state FFA convention, and because our state FFA convention was canceled, fortunately, the Iowa FFA Association decided to offer some of our contests virtually. We did have an opportunity for our students to compete. So that was the benefit of them doing it virtually, is that we did get the opportunity to learn those skills. Normally, had the students won at the state contest, they would have advanced to the national contest. This year at the National FFA Convention, it was also held virtually, so they did not have contests. So hopefully it will motivate these girls to do the contest again in the future. If they were to win again, they would be able to advance to the national contest.
We're very thankful for the opportunity to be able to do this. Even though it was virtually, we still were given the opportunity to do it.
That was Lone Tree FFA Chapter Advisor Bridget Mahoney and members Madeline Eden, Avery Shalla, and Lindsay Werbach joining us on In Touch with Southeast Iowa to talk about their Iowa FFA Marketing Plan Career Development State Championship. You can find this program archived on our website at kciiradio.com under podcasts. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.